Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. I'm your host, Amberlee Lyons, and today is such an important episode. We are talking about how to pray. So last week, we did an episode on understanding God's will for your life, and I was going to have prayer as just like one of the topics in that episode, but truly, prayer needs its own full episode. So I've split them into two because such a big part of why we pray is to find what God's will is for our life and to remove ourselves from this like very selfish way of manifesting, etc., that the New Age tells us is the way to have a good life. And to really dive into prayer for fulfillment, not only of God's will for us, but of God's will for the entire world. Okay. So this is something that I need to work on all the time because it's so easy for me to get into that mindset of like, okay, I'm praying for what I want so that what I want happens. But it's so much more than that. And we're going to learn about that today. So before we dive in, I actually created a prayer audio for you guys. It is a recording of the prayer that I do every single morning and every single night. And it has a little kind of tutorial on how to do it. Especially when you're getting into praying, you want to make sure you're covering all the bases. And sometimes you just want to have someone pray on you and follow along. And maybe you can take little snippets of this and implement it into your daily prayer. Maybe this is something that you're going to listen to over and over until you memorize it. And yeah, I just know having that little bit of support can be super helpful. So there is a link in the show notes, but if you go to BibleCurious.co, there's also a little sign up form there so that you can grab your new trusty prayer guide audio. So for those of you that don't know my history, so I was in the New Age world and I had a meditation app. So I would record these videos and these audios all the time. And I would, you know, they would be more like New Age prayer, but people loved them. People say that I have a gift for it. So now I'm going to use it in a way that serves the Lord. And maybe this will be the first of many. Who knows? So make sure you snag that now. So I want to read John 14:13. So it says, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So much going on there. So yes, God says, ask and it will be given. Ask in the Father's name and it will be given to you. And that's the thing. It has to be something that is aligned with God's will. It has to be something that is not aligned with sin. And sometimes we're asking for something that is for our own validation, which is from a place of pride or a place of envy. And that will not be given. And if it is, it's something that you force to happen, it will be taken away, or it will end up doing more harm than good. So it has to be something that is aligned with God's will. And it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's the important piece. You have to love him. We're going to do a whole other episode on loving God, loving Jesus. But that is a necessary piece of it that often we forget. Again, we go into it with this like selfishness. So we'll talk more about this in this episode. And then the next thing it says, you have to keep his commandments. So your sins actually keep you distant from God and unplug you from the ability to really connect in prayer. And maybe you've had this before where you're like, he feels so far. I feel like when I'm praying, they're not being answered. I feel like I'm in this state of panic and I don't feel that glory, that Holy Spirit around me. And I've definitely gotten into those places too. And it almost always is because of sin. So maybe you've been jealous of someone or gossiping or envying or lusting after a different life for yourself. Like, anxiety comes from looking at what you have and looking at your situation and wishing it was different, which almost always is some kind of sin. So again, we want to have that contentment. We want to trust that even if things aren't exactly the way we want them to look, we trust that things are working out for a greater good, and then what we pray for will be given. So, but God always hears you. Like, he always hears you. He's always there even when you can't feel him. But all of this being said, God is not your genie here to grant all your wishes. Prayer is not just about getting what you want. And again, like I said, this is hard for me, especially coming from that new age world where it's literally only about manifesting your best life and finding your personal power and manifesting abundance and all those things. You know, we get all that from God, but only when we are obeying his commandments, living his will, giving love to him. And, you know, anything other than that is not from him. So if we're not praying just to get everything we want, like, why are we praying then? Like, what's going to motivate us to pray? So firstly, like, worship and praise. God needs to know that you acknowledge his glory, that you are grateful for the things that he has done for you, that you are, you know, you understand his sovereignty and that he's number one in your life. Like, he needs to know that. And I think in the new age, we're very into, again, like I said, it's so self-centered that the God, the false God that we would think of in the new age is very much doesn't need to be acknowledged, doesn't need to be praised. The God of the Bible is not who we think he is when we're in the new age. And it actually says in the Bible, I should have grabbed the scripture of this, but basically the devil will masquerade as the God of love and light. And so you know how new age spirituality is all about love and light, love and light. And you can't imagine that God would ever get upset at you or want to correct you or anything like that. We just think it's just all love and light. But the real God of the Bible, again, this is one of the biggest surprises when I read the Bible. He says God is a jealous God, and not jealous in the way of envy, jealous in the way of, if you are worshiping anything other than me, it will pull you away from me, and you will not have the best life that you can have, and you will not have eternal life. So he actually just wants the best for you. And that's why he wants you to praise him, wants you to worship him, wants you to put your attention on him. Because when you have your attention on him, he's going to give you the path and the keys and the codes to making your own kingdom come, to living God's will, to all of the things that we're meant to do here. So another reason to pray is confession and repentance. So if there's something heavy on your heart, we know that, like, confessing it and, like, speaking it out loud and repenting and, you know, asking for the forgiveness, it's like giving yourself a conscience cleanup every day and cleaning up your soul. And the next one is peace and comfort. So we pray for peace and comfort, and the peace that comes from God, I'm telling you, there is nothing like it. And I've told you guys this many times. If you look at my life when I was really into New Age spirituality on paper, it would be like, you know, she has all the money, goes on all the trips, has all the things, thriving business, yada, yada, yada. But I didn't feel the peace and the comfort that I do with God. And that is all we need. And I've seen a lot of things on Instagram lately that talk about how the Bible never promises that God will make you happy. He promises he'll give you peace and comfort. And that peace and that comfort are ultimately going to give you the guidance to make yourself happy and to have, you know, your own desires answered. But you can't, without peace and comfort, receive that guidance and those blessings and those miracles. You have to have, that's why faith is so important, because when you stand rooted in your faith, you feel that peace and comfort. The next one is guidance and wisdom. So if you're looking for guidance, you're looking for what step you should take, what you should be doing, you know, all those things, that's such an amazing reason to pray. Praying for others, whether they believe in God or don't, I just think the best thing you can do for someone is to pray for them. And it works. I've done it. I've prayed for people to get over their own barriers and their own bondage that they're in. And, you know, whenever we see someone struggling, it's something that we can offer, because so many times we feel helpless and hopeless and like, oh, I can't help this person. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can say. But to pray for them, I'm telling you, I've seen the miracles. It is so, so powerful. The other reason we pray is salvation and deliverance. So really that freedom from any of the burdens of the world or any addictions or false idols or repetitive sins. And we literally get demonic attack, like especially when you're on this journey. Well, not, I don't want to say especially when you're on this journey, because I got it so much more in the New Age because I was letting so many things in. But when you, for example, I'm getting baptized August 11th, you guys, and I feel like since deciding that and booking that in, I've had some like weird demonic dreams. So I'm going to tell you guys. So I had like I used to talk about all the time, if you listen to Chakra Girl Radio, that I would have like the sleep paralysis and be visited by these demons. And it's like so scary. You're like wrestling with them. Like it's wild. And now I just rebuke them in the name of Jesus, command them to leave. The other night I had this for the first time in months, you guys, months. And I was rebuking in the name of Jesus. It wasn't working. I would like fall asleep. I would wake up and then I'd fall back asleep and it would come back. It was, I don't want to say it was scary. I'm not scared. Like they can't do anything. They're just trying. Like they know their time is up and they're just trying to mess around. But you know what I really think it was from, you guys? TikTok. So I never had TikTok. I've recently downloaded it and have been scrolling probably way too much. And especially like right before bed, I'll be like, well, I'm just going to do a quick scroll hole, maybe 10, 15 minutes. But I started getting, and this only would happen at night, that I would have all of these creepy like murder things. I'm not like a true crime person. I don't like that. I think it's demonic and gross, but I had all of these things coming up. I had these like 911 calls, recorded 911 calls coming up, like really creepy things. And then this other girl came on, and I don't want to tell the story because I don't want to spread any demons. Basically, she was telling a story about a demon. And then she did this weird thing at the end where she like held her hands out in a very weird way. And I was like, why is she doing that? It was like very weird. And then I'm like, okay. It was like, she was like passing the demon on. It was so creepy, you guys. So I was like, okay, I need to stay off TikTok, but I want to go on to, I want to put video, I want to create content for TikTok. Not that I want to be scrolling, but I feel like it's such a great place. I feel like God needs to be having representation on TikTok. So I may start creating TikToks, but then I'm like, is this a sign that TikTok needs my light and the light of God? Or does it mean that we all need to delete TikTok? I'm still getting clarity. I'll be praying for clarity on that. I would love to know what you guys think too. So another reason we pray is for spiritual growth and sanctification. So essentially becoming more like God. Part of God's will is for us to become like God, to look like him, to hold his majesty and beauty. And prayer really helps with that spiritual growth and maturity. It's a way to just deepen your faith, deepen your understanding of God's character and your relationship with God, and becoming more Christ-like through your thoughts and actions. So in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." So basically, the more we're connected and plugged into him, which we'll talk a lot more about being plugged into him, we're literally becoming hotter. Just joking. Becoming more like him, becoming transformed, more beautiful, more radiant, more loving, more pure, more full of the Spirit. 1 Peter 1:15 says, "But just as he who calls you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy." Again, he wants us to be like him, and that is part of God's will. So another reason we pray is to submit to God's will, which we talked a lot about in last episode on living God's will. So submission to God's will is really like surrendering, dying to your old self, dying to your ego's desires, dying to like whatever identity you've created for yourself. Romans 12:1. A living sacrifice. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Again, when you're plugged into God, your will gets transported to you. You start to understand it. And you start to understand what he wants for your life and what he wants for everybody. More than anything, again, relationship with God. God wants to spend time with you. So you're going to align with his will and soak and bask in his presence so that your mind and souls and hearts can be renewed and transformed. And we talked last episode again about the renewing, that being transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's like, you're being plugged into this like infinite power source, this power supply of peace and goodness. And we can move through the whole day in that energy. And God actually showed me, there's lots of scripture on this too, but we all say we want to be fruitful, whether that means, you know, full of like abundance and happiness and peace and joy and all the things. And we have to think, okay, if we want to bear fruit, I am going to read scripture on this. It's slightly different. I can't remember the exact words, but basically like God is the tree. We are the branch. And through being connected to the tree, we're producing the fruit. So we have to be plugged into him. If someone rips the branch off, it's not going to produce the fruit. So it's like, we need to be plugged in to that supply and move through the whole day in prayer. And I can tell you, when I do that, my day is so miraculous. So many beautiful things happen. I feel so much better. I feel so different. And it's not easy to do because our minds are constantly pulling us away. But when we can be in the spirit and not in the mind, that is when he can speak to us. This is that biblical meditation.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." And Psalms 145:3 says, But let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. I love that. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and all your wonderful miracles. So I repeat that when I'm having a hard time feeling connected, when I'm in prayer or when I'm in meditation. I will just repeat that, and I can't help but feel like God's presence when I say that. I'll even say, like, if I feel like he's far away, I'll say, you will never leave me or forsake me. I know you are here, and I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. So that is so powerful to just soak in that energy. God actually showed me today. I was doing my morning prayer, and then I was going to go for a walk like we do every morning, usually with my husband and my dog. And I just asked God during my morning prayer. I was like, is there anything you want me to keep in mind today? He said, walk in peace and walk in the spirit. And I was like, okay, go for a walk every day. So, but then my husband told me he was going golfing, and I was like, okay, so without him there, without our little chitter chatter, I'm really going to be able to do this. So I definitely kept getting tripped up. So I'm walking. I'm like, my mind is going a million miles per minute. What am I eating today? What am I wearing today? What am I wearing to this event that's 2 months away? And was just like, you know, the brain does that. But I would keep bringing it back. And I was like, sorry, I know you want me to be in peace and spirit, not in my mind, not in the world. And I would just kind of try and bring myself back to that state of feeling God's presence. And I heard him say, your peace is your portal. And this is something that he's been trying to show me for so long. I need to rest. I need to be in peace. I need to shut my mind off. Even when I pray, I'm definitely like talking a lot. And there is scripture on this too that says, don't blather on like the Gentiles do. You're really supposed to be soaking in and savoring and being in communion, being in communication with God. And so I, again, like it wasn't if I told you the whole walk I was in the spirit, I'd be lying, but I definitely kept bringing myself. And it was like, he was telling me, when you are letting your mind and your thoughts take over, he can't point you in the right direction because he's trying to guide your steps. He's trying to guide everything that you do. But if you're trying to figure it out on your own, or you have these repeating thoughts in your mind, then you're not going to be able to listen. You're not going to be able to tune in. So that quieting of the mind, yes, during your prayer and during your meditation, but during your life as often as you can. Obviously, there's times where we need to be using our brains when we're working or doing whatever. But while in a conversation with someone, or while on a walk, or while doing things that are maybe a little less involved, can you be plugged in and allowing him to speak through you? Can you eliminate, you know, these obsessions in your mind as much as you can to find that peace in your mind as you're moving through your day? So to find your peace, like, you have to deliver yourself from those thoughts, and you have to deliver yourself from sins, because the sins that you cast upon yourself are really keeping you away from him. Again, and it's not, I'm not saying that you're doing these crazy sins, like, I don't know, you're not like murdering people, but every like thing, again, like gossip, envy, pride, like those are things that hold us back and keep us further away from God. So we have to eliminate those worldly obsessions. And then and only then can we be in that peace in our mind and in our bodies. So you have to allow that peace to really flow through you. He even showed me, like, with your breath. He's been showing me a lot, like, really catching myself when I'm breathing really shallow. That's usually when my thoughts are going wild. So to bring myself back to deep belly breaths and breathing into my heart and breathing into the Holy Spirit, and just imagining that as I'm breathing, it's like feeding the Holy Spirit and giving the Holy Spirit more space to take over, and just allowing my body to like soften into that feeling of grace. And it expands your awareness. It like tunes you into so many things around you, rather than the like being tied in a knot in your head, like that like tight like bundle of thoughts that you are trying to loosen by using the same brain that created it. So, you know, God can really only show you what you need to see when you are in that state of spirit and not running your mind and running your mouth and running away from things. So talk to him, like talk to him, let him teach you these things, be in that state of peace. If you're going to talk, talk to him. If your mind is going to be running, run to him. Don't worry about anything, pray about everything. So yeah, if you are praying and it's not getting answered, it's usually because you haven't given him the space to answer. And sometimes it takes time. It takes patience to allow that space to develop, especially if your mind is on one that day. But he comes, you just need to sit there longer. Because and then again, in that presence, that's where we become renewed. So Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We already went over that one. But again, we have to be plugged in. We have to be connected in order for that renewal to happen. And then that's where we can bear that fruit. John 15:1-8 says, okay, so this is a scripture I was talking about. So I'm the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear any fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. So, and then he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. So that is the sign that we'll see, like when we really start to get into his presence, like we're going to have that fruit. We're going to have his glory. We're going to hear him. We're going to learn from him. God will reveal mysteries to us. He will reveal our spiritual gifts to us in prayer. And when you seek him over anything, that's what you'll get. Like, what else could we want? And I speak about these moments all the time where I'm just, whether I'm on a walk or I'm driving, listening to worship, and I have that feeling of the Holy Spirit dwelling within me in the presence of God. And I just feel that glory so deeply. And I just keep saying, what more could I possibly want? Like, all these things that I worry about don't matter. And that contentment is the best feeling ever. So I want you guys to feel that too. And again, sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes really sitting there and waiting and worshiping and praising and saying, I love you, and saying thank you, and listing the things you're grateful for, and just letting that emotion come up in you. And sometimes it comes from a place of desperation where you're crying and you're weeping and you're on your knees and you're yelling and you're just so broken, like that, then you can feel his presence. Like that feeling where you're all cried out and you're in that state of emptiness, it's because you've surrendered it all to him. It's like you've confessed and you've shared all your feelings and all your emotions and you've laid it all out and bled it all out, and you're just on your knees crying, and then you have that moment of peace and clarity come over you. It's because you've given it all to him, and then you feel that peace. So it's not just about sitting and waiting. It's also about being honest. Have you given it all over? Have you mentioned it all? If you're a Real Housewives of New York fan, you'll know what I mean. Mention it all. Have you just really laid it all out and put it all out there and bled it all out? Because that is another way to achieve that peace. So I want to tell you guys about a dream I had. So random and wild. So you can also pray for God to show you things in your dreams. And this is one of the gifts that are available when we are soaking in the presence. But make sure you have rebuked any other spirits that you may have let in the past. So if you were really into psychic abilities in the New Age or whatever, connecting to the spiritual realm in any way, you may have some lingering things that you need to rebuke, that you need to repent, that you need to confess and release. If you want help on how to do that, there is a whole episode on casting out demons. So do that first, because you want to make sure that the messages coming through are from God and not from anywhere else. So I had this dream. If you watched Love Island USA, my husband was, for whatever reason, friends with Kendall and Nicole in this dream. And we were all like on a vacation. But for some reason, my husband like booked me in a room that was 2 blocks away from where he was staying with his friends. And in between the two rooms, we had to walk past this like sketchy basketball court. And there were like a bunch of punks in there. And skateboarders. And like, my husband made me walk back to my room alone. And I was like so scared and I was mad. And I was like, at least let me borrow your sweater. And I was walking past this like sketchy park and some guy was like, I like your sweater. And I got scared. So I like threw the sweater and started running. And then I ran, I was like halfway and I ran to my room instead of like towards where my husband and Kendall and Nicole were. And when I looked behind me, I looked and they weren't actually even chasing me. So when I woke up, I was mad. I was like, yeah, my husband, God's showing me that my husband is not there for me and blah, blah, blah. And I like came up with all these things that really weren't true. And I made up this whole story of like, and I kind of realized like, oh, I don't want to be a burden. And like, I didn't want to bother him. So I just always deal with everything on my own because I don't want to burden him. And he just needs to be nice. So like, I was like making all these things up. And then I was like, I need to talk to my husband about this. And I was like going for a walk. And I was like, God, what should I say? How do I bring this up? How do I talk to him about this? And I just kept hearing, no, you've got it wrong. You've got it wrong. Like, do not say anything. Like, this is not about that. And then he showed me so clearly that it was about me and God. So like, God is always right there. He's on your street. He's not far. But he feels far, but he's actually not far. The only thing between you and him is sin and fear and mistrust. And you have to walk past the sin. You have to live in a world by yourself during the day. He's not like, yes, you have the Holy Spirit within you, but he's not holding your hand and doing everything for you all day. But when you're scared, do you run to him or do you run the other way? And are you like, I'll take care of this on my own? So you have to make sure, like, are you letting your fear throw the sweater, even though they weren't chasing you to begin with, and making up these stories in your head about fear and things you should be afraid of, and then running off on your own and trying to deal with it without help? So the fears are not real. Blaming other people is because of fear. And the whole time, God was right there and waiting and, you know, maybe a little busy with Kendall and Nicole from Love Island, but he's not too busy for you. So that's just such a reminder. Like, do we run to him? Do we run to pray? And that's why I love, again, the scripture, worry about nothing, pray about everything. And I remind myself of that so often. Worrying does not add even a minute to your life. I think that is that scripture too. I keep hearing that. Worrying doesn't even add a minute to your life. So how do we call on God and actually feel him? I think one of the most important things is creating an environment for his presence. So that means spiritual purity. Okay. You are a vessel, a conduit, a portal for God's glory to pour through you. Again, he told me today, our peace is our portal for him to pour in. So create an environment in your mind, your body, your soul, your home, your space, your relationships, your friend circle. Like, even though he he's always there. Like, we can't connect if we're living an environment of sin and chaos and stress and low vibe. And again, like in New Age spirituality, we would say it was like about the low vibe and the high vibe. Like, think of it in that way. Like, if you're walking around stressed out all the time, that portal of peace to communicate with God is not going to be open. And that doesn't mean you have to just be like, oh no, I'm happy, everything's fine, I feel peace, just like fake it for him to come through. But what you can do is, again, bleed it out to him, run to him. Or if you know what you're worrying about is actually not that deep, then let it go, surrender it. So we want to create this environment. We want to be free from sin. What is keeping you away from God? Again, is it some kind of addiction? Is it some kind of obsession? Some kind of envy, greed? You know, there's so many things. We have to be really real with ourselves. And so if we want to free ourselves from these sins, again, you can do deliverance, repentance. You can pray them away, like give them up, surrender them, talk to God about them. You have to acknowledge them. You can't keep it in. You can't, again, if you hold it in, it's going to keep you from God. You have to clear your mind, which is like, you know, releasing repetitive thoughts, surrendering them, releasing control, anything you're trying to control, and embodying trust instead. You have to keep your body clear. That's why fasting is so important. I've been naughty and not been on it with my fasting. I was doing pretty good, like once a month. I haven't done it for a minute, so I'm going to schedule one in. Maybe we'll do one together. Sleeping right, eating right, just not watching too much TV or scrolling. I think it says this in the Bible. Sorry, my dog's barking. About keeping your eye portals clean. So what are you watching on TV? Again, TikTok. I got demon possessed from TikTok. You never know what it's going to be. But you have to keep your body clear and clean. Treat your body right. Even for me, you need to sweat. I swear you need to sweat. When I sweat, I'm releasing demons. I can feel it. And then keeping your soul clean, surrendering your emotions, keep your home clean and pure. Play music in your home, worship music. Have, you know, prayer candles, whatever you want. Declutter. Just make sure everything is, you know, cleanliness is close to godliness. I really believe that. And then think of people, like people in your life. Is your environment clean because of the people in your life? I know there are some people in my life that bring nothing but chaos, and I have to keep my distance as much as I can from them. So again, just really make this like a journaling practice for yourself. Like, how can I create more of an environment for God to come through, for the presence of God to come through? He doesn't want to be in your messy mind. He doesn't want to be in your messy house. He doesn't want to be in your clogged up body. In order for you to feel his presence, like, you have to have that environment. And yeah, he's always there. But it's like, you can't feel him unless you are that clear vessel and that conduit. So here's what the Bible says about how to pray. So the disciples actually asked Jesus to give him like a model for prayer. And he shared with them the Lord's Prayer. Some people call it Our Father. So the prayer is, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today your daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So there is a structure and some kind of like key elements if we really want to dissect it and get specific. So firstly, we're addressing God and recognizing his holiness and authority. So, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So, and then we're submitting to God's will. So it says, your kingdom come, your will be done. And we put that first as like the most important thing. And then asking for your provision. So give us today our daily bread. So that's where you could ask for, you know, what it is that you want. And then forgiveness. So asking forgiveness for your sins. So it says there are different translations that say forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. So we ask for forgiveness. So if there's any like specific sin, again, that could be a good time to confess and repent of that. And then guidance and protection. So requesting, so it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And when we are not tempted and we are not in sin, then that is, again, when we're in that state of peace and he can guide us. So it's not necessarily saying, give me guidance on this, that, and the other thing. It's like, release us from these temptations, release us from this sin, deliver us from evil, and release the demons so that our truth can come through. I take that back. Your truth can come through. There's one truth and it is God. But unless we have that purity, we aren't going to hear it because we have to be in that state of reception. So what is like the recipe or some things to really keep in mind for a potent prayer? So firstly is faith. So acting as if. So God actually wants us to, in our prayers, believe that we've received it and it will be ours. So if you want to have a day full of God's presence, say, thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you for all the guidance. Thank you for the abundance, the peace, the whatever it is that you're looking for, as if it's already yours. And then persistence and patience. Again, we talked about that. Like, don't give up if it has not been answered. Just trust in God's timing, because Jesus tells us all the time, like, to be persistent and to keep going. It becomes more potent when it happens over and over again. Like, you can't give it up. It's almost like, it's not that God's testing you to see how much you really want it, but if you gave up, he might be like, oh, okay, maybe they don't want it anymore. So you have to just, again, be consistent and persistent. And so consistent means doing it often. Persistent means keep it the same. Like, if there's something that hasn't happened yet, keep asking for it. Pray in Jesus' name. So at the end, always saying in Jesus' name. Because again, the scripture, I'll do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. So using Jesus's name is so powerful. It really gives that authority and aligns your requests with God's will. Pray with a humble heart. Humility is so important. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heavens and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Humility and humbleness, it's not like, oh, I'll figure it out by myself. Don't worry, I got this figured out. It's like, I need you. Without you, I cannot do this. Without you, I cannot do anything. It's like, honor. It's like a way to honor him, but also a way to let him in. Because if you're, again, trying to control it or thinking, I got this, like, that is pride. So let him help you. The next one is gratitude, which we've talked about. Philippians 4:6 says, what does it say? Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. I feel like gratitude is like the opposite of pride. So this is the thing. I know I need to get better at this too, rather than thanking God for, I don't know, rather than being like, I'm so proud of myself for this, or thanks God for letting me do this. Like, thank him for the miracle and the blessing. Because when you do that, you're really like surrendering this need to figure it out and control it, and surrendering. And you're, again, that's another way to come with humility, is through gratitude. Pray in the Spirit. So how I spoke about walking in the Spirit, you want to pray in the Spirit. Don't be praying from that place of being in your mind and being stressed out. Like, allow the Spirit to guide the prayer, and don't pray from like deception or envy or desperation or those things. I need this or this will happen kind of thing. Ephesians 6:18 says, God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And then the other one is we talked about praying for others. So God wants us to do that. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I urge then, first of all, that petition, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. So people also ask too, like, who do we pray to? Are we praying to God? Are we praying to Jesus? Are we praying the Holy Spirit? So I always kind of, I do start with praying to the Father, but you're praying in Jesus' name. Like you're praying and knowing and believing in Jesus. Like you know that Jesus died for your sins. You can even start by saying that I know Jesus died for our sins, or you can just say, I pray in Jesus' name. And then you can also talk to the Holy Spirit, like ask the Holy Spirit to be with you. I always ask God to bless me with the Holy Spirit, even though it's already kind of there. He's kind of, you know, holding the keys. So I always, and then I will talk sometimes directly to the Holy Spirit as well. So there's lots of ways to pray and kind of like types of prayer. So again, spending time in God's presence, just really plugging in. You could be doing that while you're walking, while you're, you know, in meditation, while you are having a bath, while you are doing anything, driving, whatever. Meditating on the word, like repeating specific scripture over and over again, and just like feeling it and soaking it in and really like coding it into you. Worship and praise. So, you know, feeling that gratitude, singing worship songs. You can do group worship. If you're like at church, there's different worship days. There's usually worship at the beginning of a church service. And then even like sharing and talking about God is another way to worship. And then there's more of like an inquiry where you're asking questions. Sometimes I do this while I'm journaling, or I'll ask to be shown like specific scripture, or I'm just like researching and learning, like Googling, like, is there scripture for this? Or like reading the Bible and taking notes. Like that is, you know, a type of a way to pray and connect with God as well. Then there's repentance and really like surrendering your thoughts and feelings and emotions, which we've talked a lot about. And again, this helps you not cling to those thoughts and helps you be in the spirit. Deliverance. Again, we have a whole episode on deliverance from demons. Asking for revelation is another great way to pray. So asking for those like light bulb moments. I get mine in dreams, so that's usually what I ask for. And I'll even like just take moments at my computer. I'm such a faster typer than I am like a printer. So sometimes I'll just like connect and be like, I'm looking for a revelation around this. And I'll just like start typing and I'll have so much magic come through. So then there's also kind of like the supernatural side of things. It's, you know, really connecting to the Holy Spirit and kind of like even like visualizing myself in the kingdom of heaven, like visualizing God, like pouring his love and grace over me, picturing God anointing me with oil, like kind of just a letting my heart crack open and letting the Holy Spirit. And there's kind of like that visualization side of it as well that I find helpful. But yeah, the prayer I created for you guys incorporates a lot of these things. So make sure you download it. Again, it's in the show notes and also at BibleCurious.co so we can pray together, you guys. So one question I get a lot is, how do I know if it's actually God speaking to me? I feel like we might need to do like a whole episode on that, but I'm going to quickly go through it. So you'll only really know that if you are in that deep relationship with him and having that discernment. You know, you have to know who he is. He will not contradict his word. And you can even like, yeah, like test the spirit. So 1 John 4:1 says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So really question like the thoughts and impressions that come through to see if they align with the character and teaching of God and Christ, or if they match up more with the devil's tactics. Like I know for me, I was like, oh, you know, should I start doing mushrooms again? And I had this thought being like, you know, a little bit wouldn't hurt. Like, and I was like, okay, that's not from God, because God speaks in absolutes. Like, it's not going to be, oh, you know, like a kind of like convincing energy, you know? And again, just being patient and waiting for the confirmation. We'll do a whole episode on that. But again, you'll know, like, when you're in his presence for a long time and you have that relationship, you'll know, you will be able to discern. So yeah, we went through so much, you guys. This was awesome. We all know how to pray now, and we're going to pray together. If you're like, I still don't know if I'm doing it right, you got my prayer for you, and I will show you. But yeah, I'm excited for you guys to really just be in his presence. Like, nothing feels better, you guys. It is like, it's just the best feeling. And it's the peace and the joy and the glory. I think glory is just the best way to describe it. So let us know how you like this. Message me on Instagram at AmberLeeLyons or at BibleCurious.co. And yeah, rate us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and send it to a friend. Like, this is a way to spread the word of God in a very, like, non-scary way. Just be like, hey, you might like this episode. So, love you guys so much. God loves you. And yeah, if you guys do download the prayer, I want to know how you like it. So make sure to message me about that as well. All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.